Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Failed house fire in Hutchinson. We have the story.
Son arrested in the killing of Rob and Michelle Reiner. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Firefighters found a dead person while battling a house fire in Hutchinson early Monday. Firefighters went into a defensive mode while battling a blaze that engulfed a small house at 56th Street and Old K61 Highway. The roof had collapsed. While fighting the blaze, firefighters learned someone might be inside the home. After the fire was put out and debris removed, one person was found dead. The person's name has not been released.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will hold a second reading on an ordinance passed last week to hold a special election coming up in March on a proposed 1% city sales tax increase. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
People can still talk about it. And again, the proposed sales tax was not my plan. However, we did unanimously vote with my council members to put it in the fate of the hands of the community of Wichita.
And Wu commenting during Mondays with the mayor. Here on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The 32-year-old son of Hollywood icon Rob Reiner was arrested on suspicion of murder and held without bail Monday. The actor, director, and his wife, Michelle Reiner, were found dead in their Brentwood home. Fox's Matt Finn is there with more on the legacy Rob Reiner leaves behind.
The son of comedy legend Carl Reiner, Rob's five-decade-long career began as Archie Bunker's son-in-law, Meathead, on the TV show All in the Family. He continued as a writer, producer, and director with hit movies like The Princess Bride, A Few Good Men, and When Harry Met Sally, where Reiner met his wife Michelle Singer, a photographer and later producer. That movie's co-star Billy Crystal appeared close to tears as he walked near the crime scene Sunday night. Numerous tributes pouring in from politicians like Barack Obama, who said the Reiners, quote, will be remembered for the values they championed and the countless people they inspired. To Hollywood heavyweights like Ron Howard, who called Reiner a superlative filmmaker, a supportive colleague, and at all times a dedicated citizen.
The investigation continues into Sunday's anti-Semitic terrorist attack on a Hanukkah festival on Australia's Bondi Beach that left at least 16 people dead. An update from Fox's Stephanie Bennett.
We're learning more information about the two suspects, a father and son. Officials say the 24-year-old son, they were searching through his car and found several improvised explosive devices as well as signs of support for ISIS. Officials are also investigating why the pair took a trip to the Philippines in recent weeks. Police named the 50-year-old father, Asaji Akram. He was shot and killed by police. His son was injured and remains hospitalized. Now, since October 7th, 2023, Australia has seen a rise in anti-Semitic attacks. The victims on Sunday ranged in age from 10 to 87 years old.
And one of the victims was a survivor of the Holocaust.
A potential terrorist attack on New Year's Eve is blocked. Here's Fox's Kevin Cork.
The FBI and DOJ and others naming four individuals alleged members of a radical extremist pro-Palestinian group who were apparently planning a New Year's Eve bombing. Not just one, but several across the Southland. Three of the four arrested accused of bringing bomb-making materials to a campsite in the Mojave Desert for testing. The alleged planned attacks were intended to be coordinated across five separate locations again throughout the Southland. Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley identifying the individuals as Audrey Carroll, Zachary Aaron Page, Dante Gaffield, and Tina Lai.
The group also was reportedly planning to attack ICE agents and vehicles. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had knee surgery last night, and we'll get reaction from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid coming up in sports.
What is the word of the year? That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Trump administration said in a court filing Monday that the president's White House ballroom construction project must continue for unexplained national security reasons and because a preservationist organization that, once it stopped, has no standing to sue. The filing was in response to a lawsuit filed last Friday by the National Trust for Historic Preservation asking a federal judge to halt President Donald Trump's project until it goes through multiple independent reviews and a public comment period and wins approval from Congress.
U.S. senators took to the chamber floor yesterday, some pushing for a stop to health care hikes, others saying it's time for a new approach.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said because Republicans passed on restoring Obamacare subsidies,
millions of people will see their skyrocketing premium amounts deducted from their bank account, wondering how they're going to make the numbers work.
Four members of the GOP crossed the aisle to vote with the Democrats' plan, but President Trump at a White House event said he won't let insurance companies get richer.
I want all money going to the people and let the people buy their own health care.
The House is expected to focus this week on a Republican-backed health care plan that in part would let small businesses buy insurance plans for their workers. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Trump is designating illegal fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction.
An executive order signed by President Trump describes fentanyl as more of a chemical weapon than a narcotic.
No bomb does what this is doing. 200 to 300,000 people die every year that we know of.
The designation as a weapon of mass destruction gives the Justice Department and Pentagon additional assets and authority to combat fentanyl-related cases. It also comes as President Trump warns of expanding U.S. strikes to target cartels on land following weeks of attacks on alleged drug trafficking boats in the Caribbean. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
What's the word of the year?
Merriam-Webster says slop is defined as, quote, digital content of low quality that is produced usually in quantity by means of artificial intelligence. Merriam-Webster's editor-at-large added in his own statement, it's almost like the word sends a little message to AI. When it comes to replacing human creativity, sometimes you don't seem too super intelligent. Other words to get a high volume of lookups in the last year, touch grass, often used insultingly towards people needing a digital break. And of course, sorry parents, 6-7, a Gen Alpha slang term that means, well, nothing in particular. It's a nonsensical inside joke. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11.
And this morning in traffic, we have Well, we have a traffic accident. The traffic volume picked up quite a bit here in the last few minutes, and now we've got a big slowdown. Northbound I-135, a traffic accident. It's between MacArthur and Hydraulic, and this backup is really starting to slow things down. You can see that on the traffic cameras. We also have the report of a stalled out vehicle, K-15, northbound, pretty close to 47th Street South. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you guys. We got a really nice one coming up for you today. You know, for all of those that still have some Christmas shopping to do, I'm sure that's probably quite a few of us. We're looking at some really good weather today, and even tomorrow, not bad at all. Of course, we've been talking a lot about our temperatures not necessarily feeling like mid-December, and that still looks like it's going to be the case. Just one heads up here that we should all be prepared for, and that will be the Kansas wind on Thursday. It's going to be coming out of the northwest with gusts above 45 to maybe even 50 miles an hour. So make sure you're Christmas inflatables, your Christmas wreaths, all of those decorations that are outside, make sure they're secure because, boy, we have a lot of wind coming up as we move into Thursday. And it's going to get a little bit cooler, too, but no Arctic air coming on in. So sunshine and 53 today. We'll have southwest winds just 5 to 15. We drop to 30 overnight. And then 57 tomorrow with a south breeze of around 10 to 20. And then it's windy with some sunshine on Thursday. Now, there could be an early morning sprinkle or two, but the rain is not the big deal on Thursday. It's no doubt the wind, and our high is still 52 degrees. Of course, we've talked about this now quite a few different times, but no white Christmas this year. In case you're wondering, the last one we had here in Wichita was 2022. And we had about 2 inches of snow on the ground that morning. If you're looking for a place that's going to have a white Christmas this year, you might have to travel some distance because you might need to get up there to like Yellowstone and areas north and west of there where they're going to have feet of snow the next couple of days. So you'll have to do some traveling to find a white Christmas this year. Right now in Wichita, we've got clear sky and 26. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Yeah, I'm looking at Christmas weather more and more like that beer commercial where it's a palm tree with lights on it. A white Christmas? Are you kidding me? Come on.
If it's sand on the ground, right? Not snow.
So you're saying Thursday, that old northwest wind's going to come blowing in. Wow, won't that be fun?
Oh yeah, you know, I hope we don't I hope I don't see my neighbor Santa Claus go passing through the yard unexpectedly on a northwest wind. it's quite possible.
I could lose my giant inflatable Grinch.
Hey, I saw May the Weather Dog was all zonked out on the news desk at the end of your 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, I think she was dreaming of something, probably a white Christmas.
I think she'd had enough by that point.
Really?
she was zonked out. I don't know what. She's got a tough life. I mean, sleeps in the afternoon and has to be away for about 2 hours. And
you're working her pretty hard there. There you go.
It kind of sounds like Steve these days, right?
Really?
2 hours and then he needs a nap again.
Well, I'm going to try one in there in about 10 minutes. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ross. Of course, that's Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this Tuesday, December 16th. And it was on this date, 25 years ago, 2000, President-elect George W. Bush selected Colin Powell to become the first African-American Secretary of State. How about that? And birthdays today. I couldn't find very many that I thought were that great, but here's one. Benny Anderson from ABBA is 79.
Oh, well, man.
Of course, we love all of ABBA's, ABBA, whatever hits.
Sure do.
Mamma Mia.
It's great.
Take a Chance on Me.
Dancing Queen.
Great music. Fernando.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Some of my very favorite songs.
You know, going back to Colin Powell, there's a guy that, gosh, if he would have run for president, he probably could have won.
You know, I thought about that a couple of times. I think I may have even talked about it on the air.
They tried to get him to run, and he never would pull the trigger on it.
I don't think he didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to share this poll with you this morning because I think you'll really enjoy it.
Okay.
It asks the question, how easy or difficult do you think it is for people to pick out gifts for you? 20% said very easy. Another 38% said relatively easy. 21% said kind of difficult, and 9% admitted it's very hard to shop for them. I'm in the 9%. If you break it down by demographics, the people most likely to admit they're very hard to shop for are men over the age of 65.
Oh, that's you. That's bullseye.
Oh, man. The group most likely to say they're easy to shop for are Southern women between the ages of 30 and 44.
Hmm.
They also asked, how good or bad do you think you are at picking out gifts for people in your life? 20% said very good. And another 48% said somewhat good. 16% said somewhat bad. And 7% said very bad. And guess who the worst gift buyers are? Boomer men.
Oh. Once again, bullseye right on you.
All my buddies and me, we're the worst. We're the real Grinches at Christmas time.
Man. Yeah. You didn't fare very well on that poll.
Not at all. 7:17 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, of course, still talking about the big news on Sunday. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes injured near the end of that game, out for the season, out for about the next 9 months, it looks like. He did have surgery on his torn ACL and LCL on his left knee. That surgery performed last night by Dr. Dan Cooper, the Dallas Cowboys head team physician. Recovery rehab time, somewhere around 9 months. So that was accurate. We're looking at mid-September maybe for Patrick Mahomes to start getting ready to come back. Here's some thoughts on this whole issue from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
He'll attack it. And he, just like he does everything else, there have been pretty good quarterbacks that have had the same injuries and have done pretty well after they came back. So he'll get after it, and he's got good people here to rehab him, and he'll be right on top of all that.
Coach Reid referring to other quarterbacks that have gone through this same thing. One of those guys that did was Tom Brady. The New England Patriots, who had a ACL tear in his knee in his early 30s, same age, basically, that Patrick Mahomes is now. And Brady ended up having surgery, and then he won 4 Super Bowls after that. So you can come back and be a top-notch player in the NFL. Tom Brady did. Although sometimes you think of him as somebody who's the exception rather than the rule. That guy had a golden career. But we'll see. You can't think that Patrick Mahomes can't do it either. He's had a golden career so far, too, until this injury. A lot of things to talk about tonight, of course, then, on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtus. It'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. Be part of that over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Toronto Raptors go into Miami and beat the Heat 106-96 in the starting lineup for the Raptors, making his third start of the season. Former Kansas Jayhawk Ochai Agbaji had 5 points, 4 rebounds, a couple of assists. Off the bench for the Raptors, Wichita's Grady Dick had 10 points, a couple of rebounds, and 2 steals. Toronto snaps a 4-game losing streak. Despite that, Toronto is still in the number 3 spot right now in the Eastern Conference in the NBA. We have college basketball here in town today. The day game for the Wichita State women hosting Oral Roberts on School Kids Day. Thousands of school kids will be at Coke Arena for the 11 a.m. tip-off today for Shocker women's basketball, going for back-to-back wins. Men's basketball tonight up in Lawrence, 17th-ranked Kansas hosting Towson. KU is 17.5-point favorite. Jayhawks have won 5 of their last 6. That'll tip off tonight at 8 o'clock in Lawrence on ESPN2. Happy birthday today to Carlo Testa. He is 39 years old today. He was the left fielder for the Wichita Wingnuts when they won the championship in 2014. He hit .338 for the Wingnuts that year. And after he won the championship with the Wingnuts and hit .338, he walked away from the game. That was his final year in baseball.
Really?
Wow. Wingnuts left fielder Carlo Testa. It's his birthday. He's 39 today. And a guy that came through here in baseball action, former pitcher Tom Gorman, is 68 years old today. He pitched in 1982 for the Wichita Arrows. 8 wins, 6 complete games. You don't see that anymore.
No.
One of those was a shutout. Then he pitched for 7 years in the big leagues, including 4 years with the New York Mets. Former Arrows pitcher Tom Gorman. It's his birthday. He is 68 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. It's a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here. East near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
And keep it here for House Call for Health. A study shows your bedtime can help lower your blood pressure. That's on the way with Steve's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Tuesday morning, 26 degrees. The search continues for the person responsible for the deadly shooting at Brown University in Rhode Island.
The FBI offering a $50,000 reward for information that could lead to the arrest of the Brown University shooter.
We are tracking down leads, canvassing neighborhoods, and developing intelligence. And right now, our evidence response teams remain on campus processing the scene.
FBI Boston Special Agent in Charge Ted Docks. Providence Police releasing videos and photos of a masked man in dark clothing taken 2 hours prior to the attack that left two people dead and nine others injured. Officials noting a 9mm firearm was used, calling the suspect armed and dangerous.
The way in which we are trying to reassure our residents is through a noted, visible police presence throughout the community.
Providence Mayor Brett Smiley. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss changes to Douglas. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
The Douglas Street redesign, which is the road diet on Douglas. And again, that was not my vision or my plan, but I believe the city has much more pressing street issues that should be addressed first. So I really just want to hear from the community.
Wu commenting during Mondays with the Mayor here on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
U.S. Senator from Kansas Jerry Moran hosted U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy in Wichita Monday for tours of the Boeing Company's Wichita facility, followed by the Wichita State University's National Institute for Aviation Research Advanced Technologies Lab for Aerospace Systems and the Textron Aviation Center Career Learning Center. Secretary Duffy was impressed by what he saw.
From eVTOLs, the Ubers in the air, to drones, to new designs, new materials, which is what you all are working on right here. It's going to change the way we actually use the air and fly in this country.
Senator Moran and Secretary Duffy attended a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the NIAR Hub for Advanced Manufacturing and Research building on the WSU campus and a celebration of NIAR's 40th anniversary.
The FBI has uncovered a New Year's bomb plot by a group calling themselves the Turtle Island Liberation Front. Fox's Kevin Cork explains.
The Bureau foiling a, quote, credible terrorist threat in California over the weekend. The agency says four individual alleged members of a radical extremist group were actually planning New Year's Eve bombings in Los Angeles. In fact, the DOJ says three of the four arrested in California brought potassium nitrate, PVC pipes, and other bomb-making materials to the campsite in the Mojave Desert for testing. Now, according to authorities, the planned attacks were intended to be coordinated over five separate locations throughout the Southland. Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley identifying the individuals as Audrey Carroll, Zachary Aaron Page, Dante Gaffield, and Tina Lai, each charged with conspiracy and possession of a destructive device.
The group was also planning on attacking federal immigration agents.
A conference is underway to plan a future force for Gaza.
More than 25 countries will be represented at this conference in Doha, Qatar. It's being hosted by United States Central Command. The goal is to plan the International Stabilization Force, a key part of President Donald Trump's Gaza ceasefire agreement. Among the ISF's jobs will be to demilitarize the territory and to disarm Hamas. But it's still not clear exactly how that will work. An American two-star general is being considered to lead the force. International troops could be deployed to Gaza next month. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
President Donald Trump has filed a $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the BBC. The suit accuses the British Broadcasting Corporation of producing a false and deceptive depiction of Trump in a panorama documentary to influence the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. The complaint blasts the BBC for deceptive editing of footage from Trump's speech on January 6, 2021, shortly before a mob of his supporters invaded the U.S. Capitol. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Watch out for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and milder. High 54, southwest wind 5 to 15. A few clouds and 32 tonight. Mostly sunny skies, turning partly cloudy on Wednesday, high 57. A little bit of rain on Thursday morning, then very windy and cooler, high temperature 52. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour. 26 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Have you, at last minute here, have you got your tree up yet? Got your Christmas tree? I know where you can get one free. Eastside Y Men's Club. They do a tree lot every year.
Yep.
And they've got a bunch of them. Just waiting for you to come pick up free of charge. It's on Central Street near Woodlawn. Wichita Brewing Company? Yeah.
Yep.
Right there, there's just a bunch of trees on the lot. They're all yours. Go by and get one.
Go grab one.
Yeah. That's from the East Side Y Men's Club. Okay. 7:35. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for our weekly chat with Ryan Beatty, Sedgwick County Commission Chair. Good morning, sir.
Steve and Ted, good morning. Always good to be with you.
All right. So, are you ready to go? I mean, you've got to... The presents, is Santa Claus ready to go to your house?
I think so. Yeah, we actually visited Santa. My 2-year-old got to meet Santa just a couple days ago over the weekend, and didn't go well. He was not impressed. So this kid is usually not shy at all, but he wasn't having it that night. So maybe he was just hungry. It was quite a festivity, but yeah, we're ready to go. We had our tree up. I heard you just mention trees. We had our Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving for the first time in my life, I think. My daughter put it up for us, and we are festive and ready to roll at the Beatty house.
Oh, the key at my house is let somebody else do it, and I'll watch. So,
yes.
Now how old was this person who was meeting Santa Claus? How old was he?
So all four of our kids went. I got a 13-year-old, 11-year-old, 9-year-old, and a 2-year-old. The older kids are simply just, they're over it. They've got friends at school. And when you got older siblings, you get it let in on the secrets a little early in life. So my 9-year-old, that was spoiled for him a couple of years ago. But my 2-year-old is still very much enjoying the seasons. But he just said, I think it was the all red and the big beard and all the commotion. He just wasn't having it.
Well, you just think about it, okay? You're a little kid, and they put you on some stranger's lap, and the guy's got white fuzzy hair all over his face. He's probably got putrid breath, and he's breathing on you. Ho ho ho! That scares me. Ah.
Yeah. It made for some good pictures. That's for sure.
Well, good. All right. What's going on at the county this week then?
We've got our last meeting of the year tomorrow, and this last meeting of the year, when you have an organization the size of Sedgwick County government, and you're looking at 3,000 employees that do public safety, public works, public health, all these types of really integral services for citizens of Sedgwick County, and over 46 departments, there's a lot of year-end business that you just have to tidy up to make sure that everything is being transferred appropriately and all the documents are signed. So you'll see some things in tomorrow's meeting to where we're just really tying up some loose ends. You got budget transfers. We're signing a lot of agreements that will prepare us for 2026, agreements like in our aging department, for example. We'll sign agreements to make sure that congregate meals for senior services and Meals on Wheels, that we have all the agreements signed for all the individuals that'll do the work and all the organizations that'll do that work in 2026. You'll see community programs. We'll sign those agreements. You'll see, I think, total 18 senior centers agreements. We did some funding in our senior services budget. We give to some senior centers for doing some programming, and I think there's 18 of those agreements in there. And then you'll see things like other just service contracts for, like, for example, the Intellectual and Developmental Disability Organizations. I think there's 7 or 8 different contracts that we'll sign there to make sure that the organizations like Starkey and Rainbows and other organizations like that are performing their services with agreements with Sedgwick County. So that's the bulk of what we're doing tomorrow. It's just tying up loose ends, making sure that our finance department and our manager's office have all the necessary details they need to finish out the year.
So, well, you know, there's a lot of glamour, I suppose, in being a county commissioner. Most folks probably think, hey, that's a pretty big deal. But it sounds to me like it's kind of boring now and then.
There are days that I wonder what I'm doing. But listen, this is what I love about local government. This is about services. You hear all the things that are happening at the federal level and sometimes even at the state level. But what happens on the local level really is about performing services that impact our life. So, you know, when we get into budget season, which is the most important thing we do at the County Commission, is passing a budget that resources all the things that we do here. You know, we're talking about, hey, how do we make this sure the sheriff has his resources to not just for his commission deputies, but also the jail and running the jail. We talk about how do we make sure 911 is properly resourced with staff so that when people call in having the worst moment of their lives, that we're able to meet that call and disperse public safety and first responders to meet those needs. And then we're talking about, you know, EMS and Central County Fire and ComCare with public health and behavioral health services. So local government is where services matter, which is why I also contend that people in our community should be most involved in local government, because this is where the things that happen that really impact your life. So elections and the appraiser's office and all of these things, this is where services are happening. So I'd never have forgotten in the 3 years I've been in office just how important the work I do is to the lives of the people I represent.
Well, I'm teasing you about the boring part, because you're doing this because you want to do something good in the community. I know that you don't do in 8 hours, say, "Boop, that's it. I'm not doing anything else." I mean, I know there's a lot more to it that you all are asked to do in the public and in the public's interest. And I do appreciate it. I tease you a little bit, but.
I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, I'll give you an example. I'm sitting right now in the parking lot. It's a Hyatt Regency Hotel here in downtown. Getting ready to walk into the American Red Cross Tribute to Heroes. It's their 15th annual event. And this is where they are going to honor just some ordinary people in our community that do extraordinary things. A lot of public safety. You know, obviously the Red Cross does a lot of what, you know, not only just blood and platelets and making sure our hospitals are resourced, but they're there for emergency disaster relief and making sure people have food and resources. So that's one of the examples. Yesterday was another wonderful, wonderful day to where in my position, I get to go represent the community and celebrate things like NIAR's 40th anniversary. I heard you mention it, and the ribbon cutting. We were able to host a cabinet secretary and Sean Duffy yesterday, and they have sped up to Park City, and we Phil Ruffin opened Gillies, which is an animated, very interactive facility that also has a restaurant and a sports bar, and it's the old Greyhound Park that got renovated. And these are some of the things I get to do, and I get to do it on behalf of the people that have voted for me to and elected me to do the job on their behalf. So this is an incredible opportunity, and I'm really honored to do it.
Yeah, well, you're making me tired now. So
yeah, sure.
And I've been here slaving over this hot microphone, and you know, $375,000 a year only goes so far.
I bet. Yeah, I'm certain of it. Well, I tell you what, you'll get plenty of time to relax here in just a few more weeks, man, to where you get to ride off in the sunset and leave Ted behind to do all the laborious work and to make sure that the radio show continues on into its glory.
Wait a minute. So that's how this is going to work?
To good luck, Aaron.
I never thought about this. Oh, no.
Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. And as always, we appreciate it, sir.
Have a great day, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's see here. Well, new aviation research hub at WSU. That's coming up on the Wichita Business Journal Update with Kirk Seminoff. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS. 7:47 here on a Tuesday morning with 26 degrees. three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council will hold second reading on sales tax vote ordinance today.
Two.
One person dead after a house fire in Hutchinson.
One.
Son is arrested after actor-director Rob Reiner and wife Michelle found dead in their California home. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volume still very heavy here in the Wichita area. We do have that traffic accident northbound on I-135. It was right around Hydraulic. That has been cleared right now, but we still have a bit of a backup as we still had some pretty heavy traffic now down at the South Junction. This is northbound on I-135, right there by I-235. Still moving pretty slowly at this time due to that traffic accident there earlier. Right now we have stalled out vehicle westbound on Kellogg, and it's pretty close to Eisenhower Parkway, Ridge Road, right over there by the airport. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Patchy fog and partly sunny today with a high of 51 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 31. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 54. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour. Still a chilly 26 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A lead attorney in a sprawling federal lawsuit against social media companies talks to Fox.
Fox on Tech.
A federal lawsuit representing 1,800 plaintiffs is claiming that America's biggest social media companies have put engagement and profits over user safety. Fox Business sat down with the lead attorney for the case, Previn Warren, who tells us companies like Meta design their platforms to be dangerously addictive and that they've ignored opportunities to put safeguards in place. All of this also detailed in a unsealed brief that shows when it came to sex trafficking on their platform, Meta operated with a 17-strike policy before removing accounts.
The idea that that was ever a policy, to me, is appalling and impossible to really understand.
We reached out to Meta and they said in part, quote, "We strongly disagree with these allegations, which rely on cherry-picked quotes and misinformed opinions." For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Wall Street begins the week on the downside.
A choppy trading session with the major averages kicking off the new trading week lower, with tech stocks again weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ as investors continue to worry about an AI bubble. Investors are also cautious ahead of key economic data this week. The November jobs report will be released, and also October's retail sales figures. These reports were delayed due to the government shutdown. Also later in the week, November's Consumer Price Index report. The Dow winners, Amgen, Goldman Sachs, and Honeywell. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Apple, and Caterpillar. The Dow down 41 points, the NASDAQ lower by 138, S&P 500 down 11. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
New aviation research hub at WSU. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The National Institute for Aviation Research unveiled its $62 million hub for advanced manufacturing research on Monday. The 160,000-square-foot facility was funded in part by a $26 million grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration. HAMR, which is a pretty good acronym, will house the most expansive collection of additive and advanced manufacturing equipment in the nation. Executive Director John Tomlin said it's expected to open in January. Tomlin was joined Monday by U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, and 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. A former Wichita high school is being converted into workforce housing a decade after it was shut down. Metro Meridian at 301 South Meridian was an alternative high school built in the 1920s, but now it's being turned into 32 multifamily units with 24 one-bedroom units and 8 two-bedroom units. The development is 301 Meridian Partner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
First tied to NAI Martin's senior VP, Jeff Englert. The developer has requested incentives from the city through its revenue bonds program, a funding mechanism that is used to secure tax break incentives and does not require an upfront taxpayer commitment. The city council will consider the request today. And the Kansas chapter of Certified Commercial Investment Members, along with Wichita State's Center for Real Estate, has honored Wichita developer Johnny Stevens with their Lifetime Achievement Award. Stevens has developed or redeveloped about 7 million square feet of industrial space throughout the country and owns or operates more than 3 million square feet of manufacturing and warehouse space. Some of his local development includes Air Capital Flight Line, Willow Bend Golf Club, and turning the Kansas Coliseum into an aircraft testing and research center for NIAR. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
There certainly is. A lot of exciting things going on out at that Wichita State campus these days. Wow.
It is just going up and up and up, and it's been about 11 years of nonstop building on the Innovation Campus, hasn't it?
Wow, yeah. U.S. employers reported adding 64,000 jobs in November, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, according to the latest employment report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, released today. So, I don't know. When I hear unemployment at 4.6, you know, there's... you get it down around 2 or 3, if that's full employment. Say about 4%, I think, is what some folks say. That's full employment. It seems like it's going up a little bit there, and that's a little scary. Of course, I wonder if that any of that's seasonal. I thought they'd put more people to work this time of year.
Yeah, you would think that would actually go down. We'll probably see that in the January report, though. But, yeah, it's maybe a little concerning right now.
Yep. I'm not in a panic. If you're not, there you go. So, if you got all
I've
your
got all my reporters, I'm okay.
You're good. All your Christmas shopping is completed, including those expensive items you picked up for Ted and me, right?
Yes, yes. They should have arrived by now. They haven't?
No. Ted?
Okay.
Thanks, well, tariffs.
Tell the tariffs.
I'll get with FedEx right now.
All right. Here you go. What do barbecue potato chips, strawberries, and ants have in common? On any ordinary day, not much. But today, all three of these things and thousands of others could be considered key ingredients in a creative culinary confection because today we're celebrating National...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Chocolate-covered anything day. So if you've got chocolate-covered ants, apparently it's pretty tasty. It is chocolate.
What do you mean, apparently? You don't know.
Well, I said apparently. I don't know, right? But it's covered with chocolate, so I'm sure you've tried them, Ted. My personal, I think of raisinets, chocolate-covered raisins. I like those a lot.
Me too.
And my dad was, obviously, he just loved chocolate-covered cherries. And it was very convenient for him because nobody else in our family could go near them.
That's old school.
Ugh, yuck.
He's the first person since Queen Victoria that liked those.
Chocolate covered cherries, yikes. All right, what do you like with chocolate on it there, Kirk?
Well, we made the nifty Nut House Christmas run the other day and double-dipped peanuts. That's our family.
Wow. Now, that sounds pretty good. So you went to nifty Nut House, huh?
Oh, man. Every man for himself at nifty Nut House on
heading
into Christmas.
Yeah, this time of the year, just before Halloween, that place gets a little crazy down there. And all,
can you check me out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I give you a hug?
And all the nuts aren't behind the counter either. Some of them are customers. All right. Thank you, Kirk. We'll check with you again next hour, the Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have the latest on a fatal house fire in Hutchinson. Ted will report on sports as always.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes and his big knee surgery last night. So we get reaction from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. You got the blur coming up, too. There.
Massive anniversary for a famous cartoon in the Blur today.
Oh, boy.
You will not want to miss it. That's coming up in Entertainment News in the Blur at 8:35.
Traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.